Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke chapter 13 today on Through the Word, where Jesus gives us some real answers to some very difficult questions about life and death and heaven and hell. Why does tragedy happen to some people and not others? Are most people headed for heaven or headed for hell? Big questions, and Jesus has some real answers. So let's dig in at verse 1. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Basically, there were some Jews from Galilee who were murdered by Pontius Pilate and the Romans. Worse yet, they were killed while at the temple of God to make sacrifices. How do you explain something like that? Why would God allow it? And why those people? These are good questions, and remember that God always allows honest questions, and he always has the best answers. There were some questions that Jesus refused to answer. That was because they weren't really questions at all, for the askers didn't really want answers. They just wanted an excuse not to believe. But these are some genuine questions, so Jesus answers in verse 2. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? Jesus starts by taking on the traditional answer to tragedy in his day. According to most folks, then, bad things happened to people because they deserved it. If tragedy struck, onlookers assumed that they must have sinned worse than everyone else. But in verse 3, Jesus says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. So Jesus explains that tragedy hits people who are just like the rest, not because they deserve it more than you or I. He even brings up another story of a tower that fell in Israel and killed 18 people. This tower story really struck me in the days after 9/11, when so many were asking, why them? Why did some die and others survive? Jesus tells us what isn't the reason. It isn't because of their sin. But he doesn't tell us what is the reason. See, God doesn't give you answers about someone else's life. When talking to you, he only deals with your life. So he won't tell you why these others died unexpectedly. But Jesus does tell you what it means to you. Twice he says, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. In other words, even though you don't know why some other people die young, you do know that you could die on any given day, and you know that you are a sinner. Whether you are a better or worse sinner than the next guy, you could die today. Repent of your sin, trust in Jesus, and you will not perish. Next up, Jesus tells a parable about a fig tree that doesn't bear fruit. You can read it for yourself, but it will help you to know these two symbols. First, the fig tree is a symbol of the nation Israel. Second, fruit always symbolizes the outward evidence of what is happening inside. Fruit is also the real reason that the gardener plants the seed. In this parable, the fig tree has one more chance to bear fruit. Next up, another story about Jesus healing someone on the Sabbath. This comes up quite often in the Gospels. This time, a woman had been hunched over for 18 years. Jesus rescues this poor woman, and as usual, someone gets mad. Someone who cares more about rules than people. See, the Sabbath was a day off. God said no work. Somewhere along the way, some Jewish leaders decided that healing someone was work. Nobody could heal on the Sabbath. Not God's law, but man's law. Jesus points out that these man-made rules showed more compassion to animals than to people. They could rescue an ox, but not a person. With Jesus, people are always important. More important than things, and more important than man-made rules. Following Jesus always means having compassion for every person. Now this story begs another question. This heartless man who cared nothing for a suffering woman was the head of a local synagogue. That's like the senior pastor at a church. So the question is, how does a jerk like that end up in charge of a synagogue? A very good question. Though no one asks the question out loud, Jesus answers anyway, with two parables that may not mean what you think they mean on first read. First at verse 18. Then Jesus asked, what is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches. Now, there are different ways to read this parable, but here's the one that fits the context best, in my view. As usual, everything in the parable is symbolic. God's kingdom is like a mustard seed planted, growing a large tree that attracts birds. Sounds like a happy picture. However, a mustard seed doesn't make a huge tree. It makes a bush. This is unnatural. And birds in the Bible always represent evil, except, of course, for the dove for the Holy Spirit. So in this picture, when church gets really big, it will attract some evil characters who make themselves a perch on the branches of God's kingdom. Satan's strategy is very often to join the church. It happens, so be on your guard for hypocrites in the leadership. Jesus gives another parable in verse 20. Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough." Now, yeast is another Bible symbol that always represents sin or evil. Sin will work its way into the kingdom. This parable is not a picture of Christians infiltrating the world, as some might teach, but of sin infiltrating the church. A little sin does a lot of damage, especially this lack of compassion. So watch out for it, and always make compassion for people a top priority in the church. Moving on to the last question in the chapter, someone wants to know if most people are going to heaven or only a few. Another great question. We're running low on time, so I'll let Jesus' answer stand on its own. Before I do that, I want to encourage you to read Luke 13 for yourself today. If you have questions for God, ask him. And if your questions are genuine and you really want to get answers and not just make excuses, then take time to read the Bible, the one place where God promises to provide real answers through the Word. But before we go, let's see how Jesus answers that last one at verse 23. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and plead, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.'"
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamondhead, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.